Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling you from a New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I'll show you that this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out with answering a couple of questions for the survey, sir?
Sure.
All right, perfect. May I ask, what is your zip code?
11115.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many other, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote in the state of New York.
Thank you, sir. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And may I ask, what is the year of your birth?
1995.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Spaniard.
I'm sorry?
I'm Spanish, like Spaniard.
Oh, okay. For instance, like Spain. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay. Thank you. Let me see. And what is your race? White, black, American,
white.
Indian, or white? Thank you.
Yeah.
And may I ask, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
In the U.S. or in Spain?
Whichever you consider the highest.
In the U.S., bachelor's in Spain at the University of Madrid, master's.
Hey, that's pretty good, man. You're going places. That's good. All right. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was not able to vote because during COVID, I went back to Spain.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for presidents in the U.S., Congress, and other states and local office this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably
yes.
Vote? Are the chances 50-50 you will probably vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll vote.
Almost certainly or probably?
Almost certainly.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Like 7.
All right, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create chance in your to change in your community? Please rate among the power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Like 7.
Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you think that you strongly agree with that one? Somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you're enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. So a recent statement, so you let me know if this matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter, or does not matter at all. Protecting general equality, do you think that's something that matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter as much?
Or
matters a lot. Thank you. Second option is elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
That is a lot.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Let's see. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote in the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote, and probably will. So there's some statements right here, like protecting general equality. You think that nothing will stop me, I want to vote, and probably will. It is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. How do you feel on protecting general equality?
We'll vote. Probably will vote.
Oh, okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, and the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
Okay, thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Let's see. I know it's a long way, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided? Or some other options. Oh, okay. Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you?
If I had to choose right now, damn, that's a hard one. I don't think I could choose right now.
Okay. They have the option, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
If I have to vote right now, I'll probably do Trump.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, and the 2024 elections for Congress was held today. For whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, a third party independent candidate? Are you undecided, or will you vote, or will you not vote?
I would normally vote Democratic.
Oh, okay. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or not vote?
Is that like a neutral?
Like a somewhat less motivated?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Proposition Number 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Have you heard the options is, have you heard a lot, you heard some, you heard not much, or you have not heard nothing at all?
Not much.
Okay. Thank you. Here is the text for proposition number one, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in November. So the adds certain protection to the state bill of rights, add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and our money. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you not undecided, or will you vote not?
I'm undecided.
All right, thank you.
I need to research it more.
No, that's true. It's true. Basically, there's still some things that people are not even aware of, especially this preposition on the vote. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote?
Yes would be what I would lean to.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, prohibited housing discrimination, put protection for abortion into the state of constitution, provide protection on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into state of the constitution, strengthen voting rights protection, give voting rights to immigrants, remove parents' rights over the children, medical decisions, prevent discrimination based on age.
Yeah. So it's asking if I'm okay with all of that, or?
Yeah, if you okay with, I should have been a little bit clearer. Yeah. Basically, those are options. those are options right there. You can request all of them, or just some specific ones that you think that this amendment will benefit.
I guess it will help against race discrimination.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Let me see. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortions into the state of constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment?
It protects abortion, or?
Yeah, put protect.
Then, yeah.
This amendment will put protection on abortion.
Yeah.
So you definitely will vote yes?
Yes.
Probably vote yes.
Yes, we'll vote yes.
Okay, definitely vote yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. So compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Proposition Number 1? Which an amendment that will protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivation? The options they have, much more motivated to vote on the amendment?
Much more, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. Let me see. Okay, next I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please let me know how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means that you strongly agree. So they have a scale from 0 to 10. You can choose from 0 all the way to 10. How strongly? Now, 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. So the first statement on this one, sir, is everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
I agree.
So from 0 to 10, what number do you think it will?
10.
A 10? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Second statement, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
A 10, thank you. Third statement, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Thank you. Next one, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Oh, then. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Defending, next statement is defending our personal freedoms, including the rights to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Good.
Thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Good.
Thank you. Next statement, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
Five, I guess. I don't really care.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next statement, everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or what they come from or where they come from.
Ten.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
Ten.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and the next option right here. Here is a short statement about Prop number 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendments is an amendment to New Yorkers' state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At the moment, time when we are seeing the state government and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disabilities, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, is this election, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
I would vote yes.
That'd be a yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, remember that this is a survey. This is really up to you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote 100%.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So they have two statements. I will read you statement letter A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change orientations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has the special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get the handouts. Now, the statement B, this one says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care. And this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment has nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race and ethnicity. Now, you think statement A is much more convincing, statement A somewhat more convincing, statement B is somewhat more convincing, or statement B is much more convincing, or you don't know?
Statement B is much more convincing.
Okay, thank you. And on this one, now I'm going to read out some about some things that some people have say are motivating reasons for to vote in favor of Proposition 1. For each one, please rate the statement of the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Proposition number 1. 5 means that it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you do not think it's motivating at all. You may choose any numbers between 0 to 10. So I will read out some statements, and you have to let me know if it's motivating, if this is motivating to you. The first one.